want to welcome you to the radio ministry of Church of the Promise in Iway, Louisiana, with Pastors Dwayne and Cindy Daigle. We're a non-denominational Bible teaching ministry with a passion to help God's people find their place in the kingdom of God. We want you to know that your life counts and that God wants to give you a hope and a future. We trust that you'll be both blessed and challenged by today's message. Here is Pastor Daigle.
Cindy and I would like to say thank you to all of those who have contributed to this ministry, making this broadcast possible.
Tune in to hear an encouraging word by Pastor Cindy Daigle. We pray this is a blessing to your life.
Are you ready for what he has to say to you, to transform your heart, to change the way you've been dealing with things? You know, we want to come into the message, and we want to know that it's not him speaking, that it's God speaking. So I typically don't like to be told what to do. Anybody else have that problem? Yeah. So when I come in here and he's preaching, I got to go, all right, my God is so big, so mighty, so powerful, so wise that he can even use that guy to speak to me. Okay, so I come in here and I'm waiting for the Lord to give me revelation from my pastor. He's my pastor too. I got to take off the husband hat, put on the pastor hat. Okay, so people sometimes get into a bind because they come into services and they come to taste, to check it out. Well, do I like the way this tastes? You know, do I like the music? I don't know. It's not my style. And I don't know. Those words didn't quite, you know, I like the one they've been playing on the radio. How come they don't play the radio songs? And we get this thing, we bring consumerism into the house of God. Well, you better repent of that, because this is whose house? God's house, right? And he's come, we were just studying about it in the infusion course, that he's going to come and look for a bride without blemish, without spot. And guess what he's doing? He's just bringing her back to the way he created her to be. He's bringing you back to the way he created you to be. So he already accepts who you really are. The problem is we've taken ourselves and just, what's that word? Just maligned ourselves and mutilated ourselves and just made ourselves filthy and full of spot and blemish. And so through the Holy Spirit, he's restoring us and bringing us back. So he accepts the bride he created. But he doesn't accept the bride we've created and we've made ourselves to be. So we have to come understanding that we didn't come to judge him. We didn't come to decide whether or not we like what's going on. We came to surrender. And Lord, I believe you led me to this place in this moment, this hour, because you're renewing me to who you accept. You're transforming me like a caterpillar turns into a butterfly. Amen. And I need to come with my heart willing. Esther did not go into the king's palace. She was given everything she needed to please the king. The eunuch led her to all the arrayed fabrics and oils and perfumes and the procedures that it would take to make her acceptable to the king. And there were all these other young women brought from throughout the kingdom, but one walked in and said, "What does he like?" She didn't go, "Oh, look at that pretty purple over there. I love gold lame. Oh, can I just have those silver earrings?" She didn't do that. She said, "What does the king approve of?" "Ooh, he likes purple. It's not my favorite color." "It's his. Give it to me." We have to request the Lord change our taste, change our mind, change our understanding. The things you approve of are destroying you and destroying the ones you love. The things you think you want to argue for and defend and come up with all this nonsense, is it in the scripture? Did God say yes to it? We have to get ourselves into a place of submission and obedience. Because if you're going to stand at the judgment day and be one that he rewards and be brought into the marriage supper of the Lamb, you better be doing it his way. Amen. Have you ever noticed that sometimes we wake up in the morning and we just forget everything God did for us yesterday? Like, we were just so excited because He came through at that 11:59 moment and it was wonderful and we were doing our happy dance. You ever do a happy dance because God came through for you at the last minute like that? And we were doing that happy dance and then we go to sleep. And we wake up and we forgot all about it. Forgot everything that God has done. You know, a few weeks ago, Pastor did a videotape series on Wednesday night called the Seven Mountain Strategy. And it was a good series because it makes the church wake up and recognize. He used the word convergence a lot. And that word convergence is when the things of God begin to come into a real place of grasping that, what are you called to do? And how do I walk in that calling? So there's been a spiritual shift that's happened in the church among our people since then. Suddenly we're aware that God wants to speak to me, that He wants to employ my faith, and that it is applied. I don't have to think that just because I'm not in the ministry doesn't mean that God isn't interested in talking to me and that He doesn't have a plan and a purpose for me. So I've been having a lot of conversations with people that have come up because now they're hearing the Lord speak. And He speaks, and they're waiting for Him to be real clear and precise about what He wants them to do. And it doesn't always happen that way. So you know that scripture that says, watch and pray. I think that we need to kind of think on that for a minute. What does that mean? Well, the Lord gives you a word, but I don't know what it means. So you watch. You watch over that word. You just watch. Well, He said this, and you're going to immediately start to try to define and apply that word to your situation and circumstances. But here's the thing. He didn't tell you that you were ready or that the circumstances for that word had arrived yet. So He tends to tell you things ahead of the moment when it's going to, it's like He prepares you. You know, you ever, like when you're little, you go on a trip and you're in the back seat. Remember those days? Ours was with windows rolled down, and that was our AC at 55, right? 4 and 55. And ours was riding on, you know, they don't even have these cars like this anymore, but there was a back dash. You could lay down on that back dash. I actually fit back then. So anyway, those days, there was one question you wanted to know before you got in the car, and that was, where are we going? Then as soon as you got in the car, and they hadn't made it a quarter mile down the road, are we there yet? You haven't changed. You're still that child that wants to know where you're going and wants to know, are you there yet? Now, that was a really dumb question to ask because obviously you're still in the car. You're not there yet. You're not there yet. But we're asking the Lord all the time, where are we going and are we there yet? Because He gave you a word. He put you in the car. And now you're actively in motion and your circumstances are disturbed. And you don't quite know how to respond because you're not in your little control zone where you know where all your toys are. It's your room, your house, your yard. You know what you can. You know all the limits. But God now has moved you. He's shifted you out of your norm and put you into this word. And you're waiting on it. And that's exactly what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be watching and praying. But we need to understand that praying isn't a bunch of mumbo-jumbo flattery that we think, like Saul, will please God. If I do this religious activity, God wants me to just say all these words, even if I don't mean them. Just blah, 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 blah. Okay, is that good? That's not what prayer is. That's not what prayer is. Prayer is just as much the watching as the listening and waiting. It's hovering over that word, hovering over it, but continuing to occupy what you're already doing. You don't stop what you're doing unless He said stop what you're doing. You keep doing faithfully what you were doing, but watching for the moment when He says now, that, this, when He points you and directs you at what He had that word in you for. Isn't that an awesome place for a church to be? Where they're receiving and they're watching and praying. Watching and hovering over the word that God has dropped into our spirits. Amen? Yeah. How many of you want a word? How many of you want God to drop something in and say, go do But then you want to be waiting like, go do what? When? Now? Do I stop washing the dishes? No, wash the dishes, please. So, no, go ahead and change the oil. Go ahead and do what you got to do. But meanwhile, the God of the universe has taken time out of his day to speak to you. Why? Because he loves you. And he's trying to activate something in you. And it's not even about the project that he's got you on. It's not even about your assignment. Although you better be faithful with that assignment. It's about faith coming to earth and responding to a holy God. It's about restoring you to the place and the covenant that God had with you way back in the garden when you were still contained in the imagination of the Lord in Adam's loins. You know, we once all were abiding there. And the breath you breathe is the same breath that he was breathing. We don't have to have God come down and breathe into us when we're born, right? It's just there. When he breathed into Adam, every breath that would ever be taken in by a human being was breathed. And every future person ever to be born was there. And he knew you from the foundations of the earth. And he wants to communicate to you and have you in faith, waiting and watching over his thinking, making exchanges, taking your thoughts that you have gathered from every moth-eaten closet and garbage and defiled thing. He wants you to take those and throw them away and trade them for his. And he's going to begin with a word. Don't you get excited that I remember clearly the first word God ever spoke to me. He said, occupy. You know what my next question was? What? Am I doing it? Occupy what? I'm still occupying. Learn to watch and pray.
Hello, this is Pastor Dwayne. I would like to take a few moments to say thank you to those who have written in or called in or just let us know that you've been blessed by this program. Your prayers and encouragement compel us to keep pressing forward. We're also very thankful for those who have sent financial support, both businesses and private individuals. You know who you are. It's truly a joy providing this program for you. We've been amazed at the wide variety of folks who say that they have been impacted by the message brought to you here. From those who are incarcerated to police officers, from business owners to homemakers, from farmers to legislators. We know that we have a mandate from the Lord to preach the no-compromise, straightforward gospel truth, and that is what we've strived to do. If you've been blessed by this radio program in some way, please continue to pray for us, and we would also love to hear from you. You could call or write or even friend us on Facebook. We love to post inspirational thoughts daily. Send your Facebook request to Pastor Dwayne Daigle. And as the Lord lays it on your heart, by all means, your financial gift of any size would be a great blessing. Thank you so much for helping us to take ground for the kingdom of God.
Pastors Dwayne and Cindy would like to thank you for joining us today. We trust that your life has been enriched by the Word of God. We want to encourage you to get plugged into a life-giving church in your area. If you'd like to contact us, you may do so at area code 337-582-2090. If you'd like to write to us or send financial support for this program, you may send it to 350 Highway 165, Iway, Louisiana, 70647. You may also email us at cotp@centurytel.net. Church of the Promise is located approximately 10 miles east of Lake Charles and 1/2 mile south of I-10 at exit 44. Our service times are 10:30 Sunday morning and 7 o'clock on Wednesday evenings. Until next time, remember, you are loved and your life is worth living.